You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Now we're going to switch gears and introduce you to the musicians of Antique Naked Soul. Their music comes out of Oakland, and they'll tell us how that inspires their sound in this edition of Bay Area Beats.
Ooh la la la, Antique's on the mic and she's doing her thing. Ooh la la la, it's the natural vibe that the Naked Soul bring. Ooh la 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 la, we swing.
You know you never heard this before.
So I am Antique and we are Antique Naked Soul. We are an all vocal, beatboxing soul band.
My name is Nagala McCoy, and I am on background vocals. I support.
My name is Jamie Brown. I am also on background vocals, and I'm also the music director.
Tommy Solati Shepherd. I do some of the bass lines and all the percussion.
So all the sounds that you hear are sounds that we're making with our voices only, and we do live looping on stage when we're building beats on stage during our performances.
Looping is a thing where you can record your voice. You can determine how long you want your voice to be recorded, and when you stop that, your voice starts over again with what you recorded, and it comes back around again and again and again. Now, every time it comes back around, you're able to record something else on top of that. That way you can build up full chords of music, or you can build up full drum sets of things, or full soundscapes of environments and things like that.
We can also do vocal sort of impressions of instruments. We kind of simulate the sound of a band with just our voices alone.
See, support. Support.
It's kind of an illusion. We're not really trying to sound like these instruments. We're just placing notes where these instruments would be playing.
Right.
And you get it, and you wind up being fooled too.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually.
I think somebody had asked Jamie, do you have the number to your drummer?
Yes.
Can I get it? We were like, that's not drums, actually.
Yep. Just Tommy.
Everywhere I've been in the world, hip hop has been like a catalyst, you know. It's been empowering to people in Cuba and Honduras and in Africa and all over the world. So there's something about it that's really special.
They come a force, better move out, fall back, take cover anywhere. You can't evade all that syntax, fire that, stop and frisk motions. The chemical catapulting explosions. My hoodies on my hoof for real, finna boy, trying to build and rebuild. What you saying to the soil now? Who's with me? Who I'm up against? Who fucking up to Remy Khan on the lines of defense?
We won't march, we won't chant, we won't stand for your benign neglect.
We ain't taking it, we ain't taking no more, we ain't taking that.
We won't turn the other cheek,
come on.
'Cause what we seek is equality. Nah.
So that song was called Burn, and it was written as a part of actually a theater piece that was inspired by Jeff Chang's book, Can't Stop, Won't Stop. Based on what was going on nationally in the news, what was going on in Ferguson, what was going on in Baltimore, and really all over the country, Florida, Oakland, everywhere, knowing that there's been, you know, almost 400 police murders this year, and that we felt like we had to respond to that and say something about that.
No more death for the fires.
It's a lot of things, actually,
yeah.
to be honest. And I know we all feel it. We feel like connected, but we also feel like we're preaching to a choir, like a very loud choir, but you know, it's still, we preach it to the choir.
See, the pretense, cause we don't want a home. In fact, we neglect the brimming jewelry on the thousand and the ride of the tech. If we don't see it in our eyes, I see it in our protest. If they don't hear it, then the worst one understand the process of progress. We need water. Babylon is burning. It's broken glass, smoke and pee. Everywhere we're turning, we're grind, no regret, no regret, no we're learning. No, our machine knowledge, watch your back, we emerging.
Poverty is cruelty. You don't care, forget humanity.
People get it. They get the song. They know exactly why it's being sang. They understand the words and they believe it themselves.
Any consequence? No.
Come on.
So give me an apocalypse.
I think something that music in general can do is, I mean, we could just be at a podium just shouting the messages that we have. We could just be, you know, just be preachers saying all of the messages that we have in our music. But I think it's important for people to be able to groove to what is being said as well, because it gets ingrained in you subconsciously, because you're feeling it in your body, you're feeling it not just what's being said but movement to it as well, and then emotionally you're able to latch onto what's being said because it's speaking to you in a way that is more than just words alone.
Clouds of pitch black smoke beginning to strangle. Oh, say, huh, can't you see the stars mango? Global warming's about to take its turn on the planet, and damn it, ain't nobody even concerned. We seem too intent to holding on to what we learn. Even in oblivion, obviously, we never learn. We can have it all, y'all, only if we have the nerve. Operation demolition around the curve, let the spur, let it burn.